This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice for the People News Bulletin. Hotel industry collected nearly $3 billion in resort and other fees and surcharges in 2018, according to Consumer Reports. David Koch, part of a brother's team at Koch Industries and right-wing funders of the conservative movement in recent years, passed away. Hong Kong protesters joined hands in the latest protest across large parts of the city in three routes totaling 20 miles. India's million electronic rickshaws make up the second largest collection of electric vehicles in the world after China's fleet of several hundred million electric motorcycles and bicycles. Google has issued new corporate guidelines limiting employee discussions of politics and other topics not related to work in a major shift. Wall Street Journal investigation found more than 4,000 items for sale on Amazon's website that have been declared unsafe by federal agencies, are deceptively labeled, or are banned by federal regulators, items that big box retailers' policies bar from their shelves. 13 of the 15 hottest American states do not have air conditioning in their prisons. 56% of U.S. workers over 50 lose their longtime jobs before they are prepared to retire, and 90% of these workers never recover their earning power. Globally, 32% of homicides are committed using guns, and most of these guns come from the U.S., collected by exploiting loose gun laws. According to researchers, country music primarily sprang from two regions. One was Appalachian, the other was the Texas, Oklahoma, and Louisiana area. University of Glasgow has admitted that the university stands on land formerly owned by a family of West Indian tobacco merchants who used slave labor. They've committed to raise $24.5 million over the next 20 years to research slavery and its global impact. Laundry Workers Center in New York City is spearheading a wave of organizing throughout the city's 4,000 licensed laundromats by leading trainings and connecting the workers to lawyers. They found that 20% of workers were paid less than minimum wage. The Jewish organization Never Again Action was organized in reaction to the perceived failures of mainstream Jewish organizations to stand up to President Trump. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, and the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.